All right, and welcome back, everybody. We had a little talk with the son of a distinguished human rights lawyer from Argentina, and we might be having the I'm sorry, did I say judge? Yes, I did, I think.
He's a judge and a professor of
And a
psychology.
professor
He's
of
a very
psychology, yes.
special, yeah, and a,
Ex
yeah.
explain a little bit, Jill. You know more about him than I do.
Oh, well, let's get to Michelle. But
Okay.
he what he's done is he's really anti-parental alienation syndrome and child abuse, and he's very into children's rights.
Hi.
Steven?
Yes.
This is Mariano Rosansky.
Oh, is this okay,
Hey.
Mariano? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm here with my father, with Carlos. We have this suggestion if it works for you.
We're actually on air at the
Oh,
moment.
no.
We're not on air.
Jill,
Okay,
well,
go on.
go on, Mariano.
Yes, so on the idea of doing this recorded interview,
Yes.
we have have some time now if you'd like to give it a
Absolutely.
try. Okay, so I was thinking I'm on my phone here and he has another phone with him. So can we jump on a conference so we each have our
Absolutely.
own good, or you can
We can
add
Skype.
into the
Just have him call this same number then, Mariano.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
But Stephen, aren't we on air?
Do you need a minute or so then, Mariano?
I'm through with him. I can dial in just now.
Okay,
Stephen, are we
okay.
on air? Jill.
Sorry? Yeah.
Well, okay. Do you need a do you need a couple minutes here, Mariano?
Yeah, what's the work? I didn't get it.
Do you need him do you need a couple minutes for him to call?
No, I'm dialing just now.
Okay.
Stephen, are we on air? Well, we
Huh?
can't. We're actually on air at the moment. This is going to be. We've got to work out whether this is pre-recorded or going live on air.
Do you want to go live, Mariano?
We could try it.
Okay.
We have a roughly like 15 to 20 minutes. Do you think that could work?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we are live now, Mariano.
Okay.
You need to know that we're live now.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll just look for your father's bio while I'll just read out some stuff about your father while we're filling in the time here. Just got to find the document at the moment. But what an extraordinary father you have, and an extraordinary mother, Mara. Yeah, you're a very lucky boy.
Thank you. And by the way, Carlos is on the line.
Oh, great.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, Carlos. I believe you do yoga.
I'm sorry?
I believe that you practice yoga. That's the secret to your looking so young and healthy.
I
Fantastic. I'm still trying to bring up a document of your history, but I do remember one of the things that I read about you. You said you wanted to be famous for being the man who fought for truth the most or something. I just can't find the document. But what did you say, that if there's one thing you want to be famous for in life, it's for running the most court cases on truth? Seeking the truth, where truth is the most important outcome.
Dice que encontró lo que dijiste vos acerca de que quería ser famoso por haber encontrado, por la búsqueda de la verdad y que quieres saber a qué verdad, cuál sería la verdad que te gustaría encontrar por la que ser reconocido o famoso.
Pero no era algo que yo buscaba. Estos sucesos salen por los juicios por violaciones a los derechos humanos.
This probably comes from the trials about violations of human rights.
Yes.
Sucedidos en Argentina en la década del 70.
That took place in Argentina in the decade of the 70s.
That's right.
Y que me tocó hacer los primeros juicios que sigo haciendo.
Of which he had to, he was through the first, he was one of the first that had to deal with that.
Right, yes. You are very focusing on human rights and family alienation syndrome, is that correct?
Es correcto. Lo que pasa es que simultáneamente con los juicios, hace muchos años que me dedico al tema del abuso sexual infantil y por eso soy el autor de la ley que en Argentina no permite que los niños vayan a los juicios.
Yeah, simultaneously with all these human rights trials after the for the human rights we were just talking about. He's also been focused on child abuse, like researching for the past years. And therefore he's also the author of a law and in Argentina that doesn't allow child that were victims of abuse to actually go to trial.
¿Y solamente pueden ser entrevistados?
This law only allows children that have been victims of abuse to be interviewed.
¿Fuera de cualquier ámbito judicial o policial?
Outside of any judicial or police environment.
¿Y la entrevista es video grabada?
The interview, according to this law, cannot take place in any police or law enforcement environment, and should be conducted by specialists and recorded.
So evita que sean maltratados o revictimizados en los juicios por los defensores o por cualquiera de las partes intervinientes.
So children are not re-victimized or have to go through any kind of
That is fantastic because that is just so wonderful because children it just doesn't keep in line with the human rights and Argentina is really leading the way in this due to you, Carlos. There's a big conference going on soon. Would you like to talk about that for a minute? In Argentina?
Sí, la clave de este avance es que la presencia de los niños en los juicios y los interrogatorios no son utilizados para descubrir la verdad, sino como estrategia para que los niños se quiebren o que cambien sus declaraciones y sus madres también.
He says that it's key in this subject that the actual presence of the child in the questioning is usually not used to pursue the truth, but to use as a strategy in order to get
quebrarlos o lograr contradicciones.
To have them contradict themselves. In the
tirar de sus madres y atacar a las madres.
Okay, with the pursuit of probably oftentimes attacking their mother.
Y entonces discutir la veracidad de la existencia del abuso.
Which will put into discussion the actual, if the actual fact of the abuse is so or not.
Y al poner en duda la veracidad, se termina sin sancionar.
So if the,
cuando se logra la duda.
So if the actual pursuit of having the abuse, the fact of the abuse being doubt of the action.
Entonces, cuando con estos mecanismos se garantiza que el niño sea entrevistado por especialista y no se contamine con la agresión del sistema.
So the idea is to avoid any aggression from the system, in which case the child needs to be interviewed only by specialists.
Y el verdadero sentido del derecho del niño a ser oído.
And the real sense of the child's right to be heard.
Garantizado por la Convención sobre los Derechos del Niño, sí, a ver.
Guaranteed by the Convention of the Rights of the Child.
No es llevarlo al juicio para que hable.
It's not to take him to the trial to speak.
Sino crear las condiciones.
But to create the conditions.
Para que pueda expresarse.
So he can express himself.
De acuerdo a su edad.
According to his age.
A la etapa evolutiva que esté atravesando.
Step in which he is.
Y al nivel de trauma que sufrió.
And the level of trauma he has suffered.
Y eso solo se puede lograr.
And that can only be accomplished.
En un ambiente distinto.
In a different environment.
Que lo que significa una cross-examination.
Of what a cross-examination would be.
So you're saying that the children should be given more of a voice, and I sort of didn't quite get a bit of that. Can you just make that put that to me more clearly again? What I noticed, I did read the Charter of Human Rights, and it's are children being listened to enough in that what's happening is that they're saying that the children is making up stories, and you're saying that the child will normally tell the truth, and that they should have a psychologist to represent them. Is that what you're saying?
He's off in the background now, Joe.
It's okay.
Los niños hasta cierta edad no tienen posibilidad de crear historias.
No, in reality, up to certain age, kids are not capable of
sobre situaciones sexuales no vividas.
About sexual situations they haven't gone through.
Y cuando tienen edad,
when they eventually have the age, enough age to do that,
que son mínimos casos en el mundo, o sea, son una proporción muy pequeña.
Which is the less of the cases in the world, a very small proportion.
No son historias que se sostengan en el tiempo en ningún proceso judicial.
Those are not stories that can be sustained in time, in any process.
Y la gente que está interesada.
And the parts that are interested.
En que no se sepa la verdad.
In that the truth is not known, so for the truth not to be known.
Y en quebrar o en destruir a los niños y a sus madres.
In making children break and children and their mothers.
Lo que suelen sostener, lo que dicen.
What they usually say.
Es que los niños mienten.
It's like lie,
o que las madres
or that the mother
le lavaron el cerebro
have brainwashed them
para yes. Que digan que fueron abusados
so they say they were abused.
Yes.
Yes.
So what can we do about that? Like, what can mothers who are losing their children because the courts are saying that the mother has told the children to lie, what do you propose can be done to protect these children who are being sexually abused and being taken away from their mothers, and their mother is made out to look like a liar?
La primera y más fuerte protección que pueden tener los niños en estos casos,
the first and most significant protection kids children could have in this case,
is what?
Es tener jueces,
is to have judges,
capacitados y sensibles,
trained and sensitive,
en esta temática,
in this subject.
Yeah, para que no sean engañados, no se dejen engañar,
so they are not fooled,
yes,
por aquellas teorías que desacreditan a las madres y a los niños.
By these theories that put the mother and the child into the role of liars.
Right, that's right. Because now they've just proved that they have adopted this theory that they have adopted of parent alienation syndrome that was started by a man called Gardner, has been now proven to be unscientific, yet the courts are still following this. And this is one of the biggest sort of problems, where people are exploiting pedophiles and dominating parents, exploiting this parent alienation syndrome.
Peter Gardner. Ella está hablando de Richard Gardner.
You're talking about Richard Gardner, right?
Pardon?
You're talking about Richard Gardner?
Yes.
Correct.
Bueno, aun cuando la teoría de él haya sido abandonada en Estados Unidos,
in the United States, even when his theory was abandoned,
tiene mucho éxito en Latinoamérica.
In Latin America, it's still successful.
Y en los dos países, tanto en Estados Unidos como en Latinoamérica,
and in both places, in the U.S. as well as in Latin America,
es necesario trabajar para lo que yo dije antes, que es para que cada juez sea sensible y capacitado, en primer lugar.
In the first place, it's necessary to work towards what he just mentioned, which is judges that are trained.
Y en segundo lugar, establecer procedimientos,
and secondly, to establish the procedures,
que garanticen que la palabra del niño no va a ser influenciada,
that guarantees that the word of the children is not going to be influenced,
y que van a poder expresarse en un ámbito no agresivo,
and that they will be able to express themselves in an environment that's not aggressive,
y por los medios que cuente, que pueden ser, de acuerdo a su edad, la palabra, el dibujo, el juego o el silencio.
And according to his or her levels of skills, which could be the words in some cases, the drawings, or even silence.
I really understand that, and that's very important to make the children's information to be age appropriate to the child's level of communication. And Carlos, you've written a book called Sexually Abused Children and the Legal System, Listened to or Silenced is the name of your book. So for anybody who's listening, you can get your hands on Carlos's book, Sexually Abused Children and the Legal System. I think it's really important. Also, I believe, Carlos, that you're a psychologist, which I'm very impressed with. And you're also on a board that is training judges how to do this, how to make fair judgments. Would you like to speak a little bit about that?
Claro, no. Yo no soy psicólogo.
He's not psychologist.
Pero en todos estos años,
but through all these years,
y a raíz de los malos tratos que la propia justicia le daba a los niños en Argentina y en Latinoamérica, en los procesos,
and after witnessing the way in which justice treats children during processes in Argentina.
Es que trabajo para que los jueces sean conscientes de la necesidad de respetar a los niños y de crear las condiciones para que puedan expresarse.
Is that he works towards judges being more aware and the conditions to be more appropriate for the kids to be able to express themselves.
For example, en Estados Unidos,
in the United States,
la Constitución garantiza en la quinta enmienda
the Fifth Amendment guarantees
lo que se denomina la cross-examination.
What is called a cross-examination?
Yes.
Y no se tiene en cuenta que en el caso de los niños víctimas,
which doesn't take into account that in case of children being victims of abuse,
las víctimas no están en condiciones de ser sometidos a un interrogatorio.
Victims are not in conditions of being part of a questioning.
Yes.
Y muchas veces sus madres tampoco.
And in many cases, neither their mothers do.
Justamente porque lo que se busca no es la verdad en esos casos, sino que se busca la quebrar, no sé cuál es la palabra, quebrar.
Exactly, because what these situations usually aim at is not to interrogate, but to make them break.
Y entonces la lucha es para que el sistema comprenda que los niños tienen derecho a no ser molestados otra vez y que se interprete lo que le ha sucedido, pero con los parámetros o con las reglas de la comprensión del trauma que puede haber vivido.
So the fight is for children not to be molested again, but to be understood in the in the context of the trauma they have suffered.
Yes, oh, that's a wonderful thing. If only that could be implemented into the American courts, because it's just not happening at the moment very much in America, is it?
No, y una cosa vinculada al libro. El libro está hace años ya que está agotado y no se consigue, y que yo en el verano...
One thing about his book, the book is sold out, it's been sold out for years now, and it's not possible to find it.
La idea es reeditarlo agregando precisamente lo que significa la lucha para que los niños sean oídos en el ámbito apropiado, que ese es el secreto para que los jueces entiendan esta obligación que tienen con respecto a los chicos y a sus madres.
So he's going to work in a re-edition of the book pretty soon, focusing especially in the fact that judges need to be more sensitive about it, and that children need to be heard in the appropriate environment. Unmasking
las estrategias que no son defensivas, sino que son destructivas.
Strategies that are currently not defensive, but are destructive.
Y que el fin no es defender dentro de los parámetros legales, sino destruir a la víctima y a su madre o a quien quiera ayudarla.
Strategies which goal is not to defend, but to expose and destroy the kids' argument and disqualify their mothers and the argument.
Right. So you're saying that the focus is on destroying the child's word and evidence, and discrediting the mother.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like if the current strategy is more to destroy the child and their mother's credibility instead of giving the right space and environment for the kid to express what actually needs to be said.
Yes. How do you think this happened? How do you think the court system lost this ability to listen to the child and the mother? And I suppose it goes back to Gardner again, does it? But and what can we do? I mean, I've already asked you what we can do, actually, but I'd just like to focus on that a bit, because often if you want to work out the cure, you have to keep focusing on the disease. You know, and the disease. Do you think there's a lot of? Have you seen evidence of a lot of corruption and amongst pedophiles with these children? That's my question. Have you come across a lot of people who are a lot of pedophiles that are all colluding with each other and within the judiciary system?
Could you rephrase that, please?
Okay, I'm saying, what's the disease, apart from not listening to the children, what is the mindset that is stopping the judges from being able to hear the child and feel the child and empathize with the child and the mother?
La historia de la infancia es una historia de abuso y de maltrato. La infancia, sí. La historia de la infancia.
History of infancy is a story of
maltrato y abuso. Del mismo modo en que la historia de los grupos vulnerables, las mujeres, por ejemplo, han sido víctimas históricamente de maltrato y abuso.
Is the story of childhood is the story of mistreatment and abuse in the same way as the story of
las mujeres, por ejemplo,
women and minority groups
han sido de abuso y maltrato también.
It's also been of mistreatment and abuse.
Y los autores de esos maltratos y abusos históricamente,
the authors of those mistreatments,
la mayoría, ¿no?
Most of them
han sido y son varones.
Most of the responsible for those abuses and mistreatments have been males.
Y los autores de las leyes y quienes han interpretado las leyes históricamente han sido y son mayoritariamente varones.
And in a big majority, authors of laws to deal with these situations have also been males.
De modo que la ideología histórica ha sido en este tema, tanto en el abuso infantil como en el maltrato hacia las mujeres, ha sido masculina.
So the ideology on anything regarding how to handle abuse during history has been from a male's perspective, from a male's perspective, and not from women.
Y mientras eso no sea reconocido por el sistema, va a ser difícil que aumente la cantidad de jueces sensibles a esta temática.
It's not going to be easy for the number of judges that are sensitive to this subject to increase.
So it's a very long history of intergenerational abuse, not only to the child, but seems like some sort of intergenerational abuse. You're saying that, I think, because I'm having a bit of trouble understanding you, but you're saying that it's a long history of the needs of the child being overlooked, and then we grow up and we become those people whose needs have not been met, and we don't look after the people because we don't have the ability to perceive the situation because it becomes a part of our character. Is that what you're saying? Like as a judge or somebody?
Absolutamente, absolutamente de acuerdo, y está comprobado,
yes, absolutely,
que tanto en Estados Unidos como en cualquier país del mundo,
And it's known that in the United States, as well as in any other country in the world,
cuando nos encontramos con un juez o jueza sensible a la temática y que está capacitada,
when we find a judge, man or woman, who is sensitive to the subject and it's also trained,
no tiene ningún problema en esclarecer el hecho y darle una respuesta adecuada.
There is no trouble in finding the appropriate answer to the fact.
Y es por eso, por ejemplo, que en el estado de California y en Florida,
that's why in Florida and California,
hay cortes,
there are courts,
que rechazan claramente, incluso que prohíben la argumentación del síndrome de alienación parental de Gardner.
That reject and sometimes even not allow the argument that is based on the parental alienation syndrome of Gardner.
Eso jueces demuestran sensibilidad y
Sorry, the argument that is based on what? They won't allow the argument that is based on
parental syndrome, parental alienation syndrome.
Yes, parent alienation syndrome. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So we have to disallow that. Yeah, that makes sense. What percentage of women falsely claim sexual abuse? I just find it fascinating when you think about the statistics show that one in four girls are sexually abused, and one in six boys are sexually abused, yet there don't seem to be any pedophiles around. Like, you'll get all these children saying, I was sexually abused, but you never have anybody saying, yes, and I'm the pedophile. You know what I mean? Like, we've got lots of abused children, but we don't have many identified pedophiles.
Claro, bueno, esa es la prueba de que es el delito más impune de la Tierra, el abuso infantil.
Exactly. So that's the proof of that. This is one of the crimes that
not punished.
They're not punished. Unpunished crime.
Y parte de la responsabilidad de esto es, por un lado, la ideología de la gente que investiga.
The responsibility of this is especially the ideology behind people who investigate.
Y la tranquilidad de los pedófilos de que no le va a pasar nada.
And the peace of mind of pedophiles who know that nothing's going to happen to them.
Yes, yes, that's important for the children, because the children, told so many terrible things like, this is our secret, and if we tell anybody, you'll be killed, and if we tell, otherwise we'll kill your mother, and all these threats that pedophiles and abusers of all types used to stop owning their own behavior. Do you think education in schools is important, Carlos? I haven't read your biography, so people don't really know how amazingly famous and fabulous you are. I'll read that when we get off, but you are a high court, you are a federal judge in Argentina, and you've won just so many awards, but I'll read it after we finished talking now, I think. Is that but I want people to know he's incredibly qualified. Federal judge chair, I'll read a bit now. Federal judge, chair of the Federal Criminal Court from La Plata, Buenos Aires province, founding member of the Argentinian Association for Preventing Child Youth Violence, founding member of the Democratic Justice Forum, professor of postgraduate course in the Faculty of Psychology at the University Nacional Buenos Aires, and somewhere else, professor of course about mistreatment and gender violence in universities, Spain, teacher at judges and prosecutors training programs in Uruguay, Chile, Bolivia, Paraguay, Honduras, author of several studies and co-author of books published both in Argentina and abroad, author of the book Child Sex Abuse, Silence or Report, author of the law that modified the Code of Criminal Procedures in Argentina. And I think that's very important, that you authored that law that modified the Code of Criminal Procedures. This law regulates children's statements in police statistics or courts. So that's what you've just been talking about, Carlos, the way that children should be done. If only America examined, if only America could bring that into their practice, that would be really good. This law regulates children's statements in police statements or courts. He was awarded something of human rights, that's BNA human rights. He was also awarded the Justice Association of Buenos Aires for his performance in trials about violations against human rights. The Confederation of Educational Workers of Argentina gave him the Master of Life tribute in 2008. He was recognized by the Chambers of Departments in Argentina for his performance in trials of crimes against humanity. He was declared Distinguished Citizen of Cipolletti in 2013. He is a member of the Council of Notables of the Coordinating Committee for the Elaboration of Sanctions Against Gender Violence and the Ministry of Justice and the Medal of Honor of the National Congress of Argentina. His work in trials for crimes against, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So we're so lucky to have you, Carlos. Thank you very much. Stephen might have a question, or we do have somebody who gave us your contact who might like to ask you a question by typing.
Yes, Mariano. Actually, we have, Mariano, you can tell your father we have Teresa on. She's the one that got in contact with him. If she'd like to say hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hola, well, Carlos, ¿cómo está?
Bien, bien, un gusto, un placer.
Sí, lo mismo, y gracias por ayudar a educar al grupo de personas que en una u otra manera están a cargo de la protección de los niños.
No, el gusto es mío, porque para mí es un privilegio poder transmitir por lo menos lo que es mi pensamiento sobre este tema.
Y me parece interesante porque son ideas justificadas con estudios científicos o trabajo que ha hecho y su experiencia. Es un aporte valioso.
No se escucha muy bien, pero escuché una parte. Yo le agradezco mucho. Lo que sucede es que es un tema sobre el que todavía hay que trabajar mucho, porque por esa confusión que yo planteaba hace un ratito en cuanto a que se quiera privilegiar equivocadamente los derechos de una persona acusada y que se sacrifique al niño en el nombre de esos derechos. Eso es un error.
He's saying that there's an area in which a lot of work needs yet to be done, which is that for protecting the rights of someone that's being accused, the child who's the one that's...
Y que es perfectamente posible garantizar los derechos de un acusado.
Basically what he says is that it's perfectly possible to guarantee the rights of someone that's being accused.
Sin necesidad de destruir ni a los niños ni a su madre.
While at the same time not destroying the kids or their mother.
En el nombre de un sistema.
In the name of a system.
Que no reconoce la magnitud del daño y el dolor que puede sentir esa criatura y su madre.
In the name of a system that doesn't recognize the proportions of the pain and the suffering that kid or his or her mother could be suffering.
Okay, so it's a hard battle, and just so grateful that you're fighting it, Carlos. Thank you so very, very much. I'm not winding up. I'm just thanking you for being such a great humanitarian.
Yes, Mariano and Judge Carlos, we don't really want to say much about Teresa's case because it is an ongoing case. She doesn't really want to say much about it because of the safety to her son.
Por supuesto. No, yo tampoco puedo hablar. Yo les agradezco, al contrario, que se preocupen.
Of course, and she also cannot speak about it. She's grateful of you taking care of her.
Pero que yo estoy seguro que cuando una madre encuentra ayuda como la que está teniendo en este momento de parte de ustedes,
and that he's sure that when a mother finds help in like the one she is finding with you at this moment,
de alguna manera el alivio va a venir.
The relief in some way is going to arrive.
Okay, do you have more questions other than Jill?
Well, Carlos said he only had 20 minutes, but okay. Yes, Carlos, what we will do with our friend is we will report on what happened in her case, and we will name names afterwards just to make sure that people have some sort of, she has some sort of voice. I mean, we have other radio shows that this will go out on as well. At the moment, of course, the most important thing is to, it's just so tragic that the mother, you know, goes along and says, oh gosh, I've just noticed that my child's been sexually abused, and then it's just completely turned on its head and it's you're mad, and I'm just going to find a way to separate the child from the mother and keep sexually abusing them.
Yes, the injustices.
Sí, es en la Argentina y en Latinoamérica hay una estrategia que se utiliza también, que son las que yo decía, las estrategias destructivas.
There are a few other strategies in Argentina and in South America that are destructive, as he was saying.
Que es la de los abusadores y sus defensas.
Which is the one of the abusers and their defenses.
De pedir lo que se llama en español la revinculación.
Of asking for what in Spanish could be translated as the reunion.
Y esa es cuando los jueces aceptan eso.
When judges accept that.
Es donde aprovechan los abusadores para quebrar la voluntad de los niños.
Is when the abusers take advantage and break the will of the children.
Y descalificar a las madres.
And disqualify the mothers.
They break the will of the they just systematically break the will of the children and paralyze the mother. And then the public defends the aggressor, and the public discredits the victims, and then everybody, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm just looking at my notes over some of the notes of what you've written, and so I don't really know which point to go to next, actually. I've got so many notes here. I'll let Stephen ask you a question next.
Well, I just want to know, what can somebody here in America do to compel a corrupt system into doing the right thing? Mariano?
Claro, esto tiene que ver con lo que yo mencionaba sobre la cross-examination.
Yes, this has to do with what she was mentioning about cross-examination.
Yes.
Algunos años atrás,
some years ago,
hubo una reunión en Denver.
There was a meeting in Denver.
Organizada por IPSCAN.
Organized by
ISCAN, International Society of Child Against Child Abuse.
World Organization, we can look that up.
Con especialistas de 50 países del mundo.
With specialists of 50 countries around the world.
Para tratar de encontrar mejores formas de intervención en caso de abuso.
Better ways for intervention in cases of abuse.
Y yo fui invitado a introducir, a hacer la introducción de esta discusión.
He was asked to be part of that and the introduction for this discussion.
Y planteé esta misma cuestión de la incompatibilidad, de la contradicción entre llevar a un niño a los juicios y la búsqueda de la verdad en ese medio.
And the point he presented was exactly this contradiction between between questioning a child and making it part of the process.
Y el obstáculo que se ponía, especialmente desde quienes opinaban desde Estados Unidos.
And the main obstacle that was referred to from those who opposed within the United States.
Es la quinta enmienda.
Is the 15th Amendment.
O sea, el derecho a la cross-examination.
Meaning the right of cross-examination.
Okay, desconociendo... So planteando una contradicción entre eso y el derecho del niño a no ser agredido por un sistema.
Pointing the contradiction between the allowing the cross examination, which would mean the rights of the defendant and the rights of the child.
Exacto. Y cuando se comprenda que se debe respetar las dos cosas.
So what has to be understood is that both things need to be respected.
Se van a encontrar los procedimientos.
And then when that is recognized, that the procedures are going to be...
Para respetar el debido proceso.
That the procedures are going to be found to follow the process.
Sin que eso signifique...
Without that meaning...
Ocultar la verdad.
Hiding the truth,
silenciando a los niños,
making children silent,
y el de sus madres, y perjudicando a las madres, descalificando a las madres,
and disqualifying their mothers.
Okay, well, I think I have here the conclusions to that that conference, and it said. The following conclusions apply to all countries. The recognition of child... Yes, sorry.
No, porque esto no fue abierto, sino que fue un encuentro en Denver con 50 especialistas, pero no era abierto al público.
Apparently this meeting was not open to the public. It was just a meet-up of 50.
Pero es probable que se pueda conseguir las conclusiones.
Yeah, it's likely that the conclusions can be found. Is that what you were talking about?
Que las tenga ISCAN. Sí, yo puedo tratar de conseguirlas. ISPCAN. ISCAN.
So the organization apparently
is ISPCAAN. Y yo puedo tratar de conseguir las conclusiones para ellos.
She can try to find the conclusion for you.
Okay, so what advice, I'm sorry, but I did have a bit of trouble understanding some of that, but I'm really happy that there are so many Spanish-speaking people who can understand the little bits that I'm missing in the translation here, because I'm sure that there's an awful lot of Spanish people, speaking people in America, and I understand most of what you're saying, but I am missing some points, and I'm sorry for that. But the question that comes to mind, Carlos, because you've just got so much chutzpah, you know, so much chutzpah, to do this. What advice do you have to lawyers and judges who are scared to go against the system?
You use the word chutzpah?
Yes, chutzpah.
Chutzpah is in Hebrew.
Yes, yes, I know.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Chutzpah es precisamente esa sería la respuesta, es el significado de la palabra chutzpah.
The meaning of that word would precisely be the answer,
que es osadía en español.
I might have to look that up. It would be audacity, daring.
Y esa chutzpah es el secreto para que tanto los que defienden a los niños como los buenos jueces hagan las cosas adecuadas. Que es imprescindible tener osadía, chutzpah.
Yes, it's absolutely necessary to have audacity or daring.
Yes.
Como para enfrentar una problemática tan profunda como el abuso sexual infantil.
To face an issue as problematic as child abuse.
Y sobre todo para enfrentar.
And especially to face.
Quienes pretenden todavía mantener.
Those who still try to maintain.
Los privilegios que a lo largo de la historia tuvieron los maltratadores y abusadores.
The privileges of those the privileges that most abusers have had during history.
Y que algunos miembros del sistema todavía siguen apoyando.
And that some members of the system are currently still supporting.
Some members of the system are what? Okay. Look, I've got some conclusions here. I don't know. They were a conference that Carlos was at, and I don't know which conference it was, but I know it was an international conference. And they include the recognition of child sexual abuse is lagging behind other forms of abuse, and that there is limited knowledge among both professionals and society, right? The next conclusion was awareness campaigns are needed to target the attitudes of professionals and policymakers as well as the public. There's a couple more conclusions. Professionals lack the necessary skills and need support in developing their roles. Guidance is needed on developing and implementing multidisciplinary responses to child sexual assault, and responding to child sexual assault where there is no functioning referral systems are limited and challenging. So there's some of the problems that child sexual assault is facing at the moment. Would you like to say anything on that or?
De IPSCAN del Congreso. Claro, lo que sucede es que yo no soy miembro de IPSCAN.
Those you were mentioning are the conclusions of this Congress of meeting from Denver, Carlos was referring to earlier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So he's not member of that association.
Y yo solo fui invitado como autor de esta ley.
And he was only invited as the author of this law referring to earlier.
Y fue lo que expuse en esa reunión.
And what he presented in that meeting was exactly that, the law which granted the procedure.
Y lo que yo mencionaba sobre en la quinta enmienda es porque fue la respuesta más fuerte.
What he just mentioned about the Fifth Amendment that was the strongest response he got.
que en realidad se enfrenta al planteo que yo hago.
Which in reality is opposing to the his presentation or to his point of view.
Okay.
To the extent the opposite idea are presenting this amendment as their strongest argument.
Okay. I've missed something important that you said that I'd like to go back to a little bit, and that is you were talking about cross-examination and the children's rights. You also said that you had to have the mother, I think, did you say the mother and the child should be together to get a good job, to have a good result with the cross-examination of children?
No, lo que pasa es que la cross-examination no respeta ningún derecho.
What he's saying is that cross-examination doesn't respect any of the rights.
Porque no reconoce.
Because it doesn't recognize.
El nivel de sufrimiento que pudo haber tenido ese niño víctima.
The level of pain that kid and was a victim could have been through.
Y la imposibilidad de ser sometido a un interrogatorio de la cross-examination.
So you think that it's not possible that due to the pain and the suffering that kid victim of abuse have been through, it's not possible for him or her to be part of any kind of interrogation.
Y que esa cross-examination viola los derechos esenciales de ese niño.
Especially cross-examination violates the most essential child. Rights of the child.
Que es el de ser escuchado,
which is to be heard,
pero en las condiciones que le garanticen,
but in conditions that will guarantee,
que va a poder expresarse,
that she or he will be able to express,
de acuerdo a su edad,
according to his age and level of
y como decía antes, a la etapa que atraviesa y al dolor que sufrió y al trauma.
And according the pain she's been through and the age and evolutionary level she's had.
Eso es lo que la cross-examination desconoce por completo.
That's something cross-examination doesn't take into account and doesn't recognize.
Oh, thank you so much, Carlos. I'm just so grateful that you came. I was so so excited to think that we could have you and that people could hear from you. And I just can't thank you enough for all that you're doing. And I hope that other Stephen's going to say something in a minute. But thank you so much for fighting for human rights and children's rights and women's rights and, of course, men's rights. And thank you so much, Mariano, for coming along to help.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Therese has just got one more question, which is how long will it take to get results in court? Because, of course, she's under incredible pressure here, where her child went from being with her most of the time to now the husband has her half the time, and they're trying to get the child even more, and the child, from my point of view, is showing definite, you know, sort of problems with what's going on. And so anyway, she's asked this question, and so she's typed in this question to me. So of course I want to ask it for her. So her question is, how long will it take to get results in court? I don't know if you can answer that, but I have to ask it.
No, lo que sucede, no, yo no puedo contestarlo, no puedo contestar puntualmente sobre el caso.
He can't actually answer about the case.
Pero sí quiero que sepa que los problemas que está teniendo son exactamente iguales.
But he wants you to know that the problems you're having are the exact same problems.
Yes.
Que los que tiene una mujer en la República Argentina.
Of those women in Argentina have.
Yes. In Colombia.
O
en España. Puede haber una diferencia de procedimiento.
There could be a difference in the procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Pero cuando los jueces que actúan no tienen la sensibilidad necesaria para esta temática, los problemas que sufren.
But when the churches that intervene don't have the appropriate sensitivity to the subject.
Yeah.
Los problemas y las agresiones que sufren las madres de los niños.
The problems and the aggressions that the mothers of the children suffer.
Son imposibles de medir.
Are impossible to measure.
Y lo que más las puede ayudar y las ayuda.
And what can help the most.
Es el vínculo con otras madres que han pasado por lo mismo y que yo con gusto ofrezco vincularlo con madres de Argentina o de Colombia que están pasando lo mismo o de cualquier otro país. Porque juntos pueden a lo mejor encontrar un camino.
To be able to join forces and communicate with other women in other parts of the world that have been through the same. So that's what can help.
Y que han logrado enfrentar el sistema de las cortes.
And women who have succeeded in confronting a court in situations like this.
Yeah, so power in the numbers. Join with other people who are experiencing similar problems and start getting more of a grassroots swell. More power from, you know, bottom-up strength and do it that way. And yeah, she'll do that. She said she will do that. I'll let Stephen finish because it is his show. He wants to move on. And Carlos and Mariana, thank you very, very much for all that you're doing for people.
Yes, that's all I wanted to say is thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Mariano, for coming on.
Oh, and I've got to jump in. Can you get your book on Kindle, Carlos?
No, está agotado hace años, pero yo prometo que en el verano cuando esté reeditado, yo le voy a mandar sin falta ninguno.
But it is sold out, it was never available in Kindle, but he promises that he will send a copy when the re-edition is available. Next winter, yes.
That would be wonderful because I think the book really, really needs to get out to people. Okay, so thank you.
No, gracias a ustedes por preocuparse por el tema y por darle tanta ayuda a esta señora que la necesita.
Thank you for taking care of this subject and give people the help that they need, such as in this case.
It's a pleasure. We're going to keep doing it. So. Thank you very much. It's become our baby, like it's become your baby, and I hope that other lawyers and judges and professionals start seeking more education on this matter, because they will be really cause themselves so much suffering by making these dreadful mistakes. It's not only just the children, but the judges and the lawyers are hurting themselves, and they just don't quite understand it properly yet. So thank you.
Gracias, Your Honor.
Gracias a ustedes. Un placer muy grande.
Gracias, Mariano.
The pleasure is ours. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Gracias, Carlos.
Have a good evening.
Un abrazo grande.
Adiós.
And have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, Teresa. Okay, we're going to take a short break here, and then we got Lurleen coming on.
Okay. I'm going to get a cup of tea.
Okay, short break.
Beautiful man, beautiful yes, people. How lucky, you know, somebody with balls.
Absolutely. Yeah. Coming right back with Lurleen and her guest.
Okay, thanks.
Very, very, very shortly here.
Okay.